Hey girlfriend, this is Zee from ZeeNajarian.com. I'm a clarity coach and a transformational speaker, and I help women just like you get over the there has to be more to life feeling so that they can create a life that they love. I believe that living a life that you love doesn't mean you have to walk away from your current life and give up everything that you have and worked so hard to build. At the core of my teaching is how you can start living that life right now from exactly where you are in whatever field that you're in.
Welcome to the Boss Ladies Mindset Channel, powered by Crown for Success, the largest women's empowerment network for soulful CEOs on social media. We are a coaching business that mentors and motivates women to reach their highest potential in business and mindset mastery. Each one of our episodes will share valuable tips, resources, interviews, and empowering information that will help boss ladies design a life and business they're crazy as fuck about.
Welcome to my podcast, The Passionate Life. Hey girlfriend, welcome back to the Passionate Life podcast. Today I'm going to teach you how you can get anything that you want. Yes, you heard that right. Anything that you want. There's actually a really simple three-step process that I have created, and I've helped many women also adapt this process and just get anything that they want. So I want you to know that simple doesn't mean easy, right? I think as humans, we really complicate things and we think, oh, if something is simple, then it doesn't work. But I think most things I have found in life are very simple, but that doesn't mean they're easy. It can take a long time. It can be challenging because maybe we have some things going on within us, around us, that prevents us from actually taking those actions, but it's really simple. So here we go. The three steps that you need to adapt in order to get anything that you want. First is to really figure out what is it that you want. Your job is not to figure out how. If you want something that's really big, the how might not seem really obvious to you, right? So for example, maybe right now you are an employee in a job that you dread going to, and you're dreaming about living out in the Bahamas, having your own business, and that seems impossible for you. That how you're gonna get there is not your job. Your job is to get really clear on what is it exactly that you want. So take out a journal and really just start journaling about this. What do I want? Maybe you already know off the top of your head, you know, I want my own business. That's it. Or I want to be able to retire my husband. Or I want to pay off the house for my mom so she doesn't have to work. Whatever it is, figure out what is it that you really want. Then write it down in your journal. Get as clear as possible. When you can get as clear, like crystal clear, when you can get crystal clear on what it is that you want, you will get it. But you'll only get it to the extent that you can get clear about it. I'll say that again. You kind of have to think about that. You can get what you want to the extent of however clear you are on what it is that you want. So if you can just journal, and this might take you, you know, a few days, a few weeks, you might not know it off the top of your head. If you're like me, when I started out my personal development journey about 6 years ago, I didn't know what I wanted. I knew there had to be something more for me out there. I wasn't satisfied with my job. I felt like something's missing on the inside. Though I had a great paying job, amazing family and friends, something felt missing. I didn't know what it was. And I didn't know how to figure that out either. But I knew that I can figure it out, and I'm just going to try different things, read different books, follow different people that I'm inspired by, take courses, whatever it was. I knew I'm going to figure it out. I just didn't know how. So it took me a while to figure it out, but I journaled about it. Just the other day, I was looking at a journal from about 6 years ago when I was barely just starting this journey, and I already knew. It was amazing for me to see that I wrote down, I am going to help people figure out how they can create their dream life and to know that anything they desire is possible. I wrote down those words and I was shocked to go back and read it and say, oh, I guess I did know. We always know, we just deny it. We tell ourselves, it's not possible. How can this be? It won't happen to me. I'm not smart enough, rich enough, skinny enough, lucky enough, whatever it is, right? So just journal. And I have many, many journals where I've just free written about what is it that I want. So that first step, just get clear on what it is that you want. And if you don't know, just take out a journal, start writing. Put it away, next day, write again. You don't have to spend hours and hours writing. It could be 4 to 5 minutes a day. And pretty soon you'll see that the more you go back to it, the more you write, the more you write, the more clear it becomes. Include details. Include things like who's with you, who's not with you, what does the air smell like, how do you feel, what emotions do you have. If, for example, it's a house that you want, what color are the walls, what color is the refrigerator, any detail. The more clear you can get on what it is that you want, the more you will be able to actually get there. The second thing is to believe that it's possible way before you have an indication that it is possible. When people are telling you around you, that's not possible. You're crazy. How can that even be? When you feel like you're in a place that's so far away from where you want to be and you think that I can't even imagine, is that possible for me? The answer is yes. You have to believe that it's possible. Because if you know what you want, but you don't believe it's possible, you'll be one of those people who grows up to be like 80, 90, right? They're on their deathbed and they knew what they wanted, but they never went for it. They didn't believe in it. They start regretting, I wish that I actually took that trip. I wish I became a marine biologist like I wanted to. I wish I did X, Y, and Z, right? So this is an essential step. If you don't believe that it's possible, it'll stay a dream and you will never take action towards it. You'll have a lot of opportunities that come your way to help you get there, but you won't see it because you don't think that it's possible. I have so many examples of this in my life, and I know that you do too. For example, when I really wanted to pay off my debt, I know this is an example that is a stretch because I had to really trust and believe. I wanted to pay off my debt and I had a plan. I'm going to save this much money every month. I'm going to do this. At the end of the year, I'm going to pay off my debt. All of a sudden, I get laid off. That does not sound like I'm on track for my plan. Though I was very clear on what I wanted, I got laid off. So I started for a split second, I started thinking, oh my goodness, I have this plan. Now I'm laid off. How am I going to even be able to save the money that I wanted to? Then I snapped out of it and I told myself, no, I know this is possible. I'm really clear on what I want. And I'm just going to trust that this is the next step into me being debt-free. Just trust it. And I believe that's possible. I didn't stay in that woe is me state. Of course, I'm a human. I did feel disappointed, but I snapped out of it and I said, no, I'm trusting that this is possible. And guess what happened? They came back with a big severance package that was enough to pay off my debt. And within a week, I had another job that paid 30% more than what I was getting paid. So you just have to trust it. But if I sat around and I felt sorry for myself and I started saying it's never going to work, I would have never been able to find that new job that paid so much more because I got out of that state and I took action. I looked for jobs. I applied. Within a week, I found something. And it was way more amazing than my previous job. So you have to believe that it's possible. You have to know that if you're clear on what it is that you want, that the things that are happening, the opportunities that are coming along your way, they are leading you to where you need to go, even though you might not see the connection just yet. It might take a while. Like, it took a bit for me to get that severance, for me to find that job, but I stayed with it. I just believed that it was possible. And then the third step in all of this is to really find the first small, simple step you can take. I call it S squared, right? Small, simple step. When we have a dream, it might be too big, right? You might be really clear on what it is that you want, but it might seem huge and you can't make that jump to there. You're like, how will I ever get there? I'm clear and I believe it's possible, but how will I get there? So this step helps you break everything down so that you can figure out what is one small, simple step I can take today. I believe that we can start every single one of us can start exactly where we're at. We don't have to give up the life we currently have. We don't have to do anything drastic. We can start exactly where we're at and take one small, simple step. And what happens when you start taking really tiny, small steps in a certain direction? Pretty soon you look back and you're so far from where you started, right? When you have two parallel lines, the distance between them stays the same. But as soon as one of them just deviates, oh, so slightly, it could be half a centimeter, that line gets so far away from the other line it was parallel with, because small, simple steps, they have a compounding effect. Pretty soon they compound onto each other and you look back and you can't believe that you're so far from where you started. So how do you do this? In the first step, you figured out what it is that you wanted, right? You got crystal clear. Now work yourself back from there. This is reverse engineering. If you said, I want to have my own business, I want to quit my job, I don't want to be an employee, I want to have my own business, right? But how is that possible? I have so much debt. I don't even know what kind of business I can have. I don't have money to start a business. All these excuses that we have. So owning a business, right? What do I need to own a business? What is the step that comes right before that? In order for me to own a business, if it's an online business, let's say, I need to first know what it is that I'm selling. I need to have something to sell. There's no use in having my own business, quitting my job, being an entrepreneur, and I have nothing to sell. So that one step below that is to figure out what it is that I want to sell. And from there, if you don't know what you want to sell, right, then you go into, okay, what is the next step before I figure out what it is that I want to sell? I need to figure out, what is there something I'm good at? Is there a skill I have that people want? Is there something I need to learn in order to be able to sell something? And with that, look how much more we've simplified it. Now my only goal right now, my small, simple step becomes research what it is that I can sell, or ask people around me if I have a certain skill. If I'm an accountant, ask people around me if they would hire me to do bookkeeping, or do they know other entrepreneurs that would need bookkeeping services that I can offer. That is a small, simple step that you can take that doesn't involve money. It doesn't involve you quitting your job. It doesn't involve you doing anything drastic or scary. So in the first step, you get really clear, then you work yourself back from there, reverse engineer it. And if you are thinking to yourself, I have no idea what that step is, I am going to call BS on that. Because you know, we always know get honest, sit down and ask yourself, what is that first step I need to take? It's almost never the drastic step. If you're thinking something crazy that sounds scary, that is not the next step. There is a small, simple step you can take today that most likely involves no money and just a little bit of your time. So that's it, right? These are the three steps, so simple, but might be challenging. The first one was figure out what it is that you want. Get super clear. You can get what you want to the extent of how clear you are. Number two is believe that it's possible way before you have an indication, way before anyone tells you it's possible. Just believe it's possible. And the third one was just reverse engineer it. Think about what is the first small, simple step that I can take. You got this, girlfriend. You can get anything that you want. Just follow these three steps. I'll chat with you next time. And if you want to learn how you can create a life that you love, I have a free training. It's a four-step process and a workbook that you work through to help you start living a life that you love. You can get that absolutely free at zeenajarian.com/dreamlife. Okay, girlfriend, that's it for today. If you have any questions at all, reach out to me. I'm at zeenajarian across all social media platforms. Right now, I'm really loving Instagram, so I'm mostly there. Or you can go on over to zeenajarian.com. Remember that you were born to do things your way, and it's your cosmic right to live life exactly like your heart desires. I'll chat with you soon.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Boss Ladies Mindset Channel powered by Crown for Success. Please tune in next week for another episode, and don't forget to follow us on Instagram at rvpqueens, at The Girl Gang Confidential, at Crown for Success, at Strong Women Are Beautiful, and of course, at Boss Ladies Mindset.